Just starting off name and title.
Okay, Larry Wyman, the plant superintendent here at Ameren Power Plant.
People are walking here into the power plant. The question I keep hearing, what are the large things that are numbered 1 through 15? What are we looking at there?
Okay, so this is a run-of-river hydroelectric plant that was built between 1910 and 1913. And the observation platform that's open today shows 15 generators that are functioning here in the plant.
Where do how does the energy consumption come into those generators?
Basically, this area that we're on was known as the Des Moines Rapids. So when they built the plant, they were able to back up a lot of water. So we run on a head differential. Our pond, the difference between our pond and our tailwater is somewhere in the neighborhood of 35, 36 feet today. So that extra differential allows or provides the potential energy to turn these large generators and provide the power.
So we're basically looking at the water's pushing through. Is it coming into cable? Are there cables that are through there that are connecting to the generators? How's that?
No, actually, there are intakes out here in the gate room. That's another area that we have open today, but that's a gate room area, and there's like caverns where the water comes through there, and there's a Francis water wheel down there. And the scroll chamber is designed that it scrolls in tight and the water picks up velocity and actually turns that water wheel. And it's connected by a shaft to the generators that you see on the floor here, and that's where your power comes from.
So when you see out of the dam and that water coming through the dam, is that where the water's actually, the energy's coming from, or is it actually coming from underneath this building in essence?
It's actually coming from underneath this building. The building itself is on a whole bunch of intakes. So the water comes straight through the building, turns the units, and goes from west to east, basically, is the configuration here.
When you're seeing the water coming through the dam, then, what are you doing at that point?
Again, this is a, like I said, this is a run-of-river power plant. So we talk to the Corps of Engineers every day at Rock Island, and they're in charge of the river, if you will. So they tell us what they're doing up and down the river. They tell us Lock and Dam 18, which is north of us, how much water they're giving us. We take that water. We obviously try to put what we can through the units. If we have more than that, we have to pass it. We don't have any flood controlling opportunities here. So the water you see coming through the dam is basically wasting water that we don't have any use for because everything's running in here.
This is a unique opportunity today. Obviously, this facility has been off limits to the public since, I believe, September 11th. Why was it put off to the public?
Well, you know, we tied to the Corps of Engineers, and, you know, they have an edict that came up after 9-11, obviously, that the security had to be increased significantly, and, you know, it's a shame, but the general public was taken out of the picture, so... I mean, when I started here, too, we had tours here every day, and I think it's great for the people to come here and get to see the plant, but, you know, that's where we're at today.
That's what I was going to say, too. What has it been like then today and yesterday to have so, I'm assuming, pretty good crowds both day coming through?
I tell you, yesterday I was amazed at the number of people. I don't know how many, but there's several thousand people come through, and I had no idea that there was going to be that much interest. It was just amazing to me. So, I mean, that's great. I'm glad we was able to do it, and you know, this was kind of a prelude to next year. This is our 99th year of operation. Next year we'll have 100, and hopefully we're going to open things up a little more and give a walking tour and maybe be able to get out on the dam and show everybody a little bit more of what we have here.
How, in today's type of construction, how difficult a project would it be to do a dam? Like, I mean, to have this facility, I mean, even today, how tough would that be to show how tough it was 100 years ago?
Yeah, I tell you, by looking at the pictures and that, it's just a phenomenal feat that those guys was able to do at that time. You know, they had horses and taking the dirt off with, we brought some of the old equipment over here, you know, but even in today's world, it would be a huge feat, and I'm not sure we could do it any better today than they did it back then.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just glad to see the amount of interest that's here, and hopefully we'll make improvements, and next year it's going to be bigger and better, and we're going to give people a lot more to see next year.